You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win was 7-4, now 2-1. And Ross Barkley to score and Everton to win was 19-2. That's been enhanced to 14-1. If Spurs were to win this game, they would set a new home Premier League record for consecutive wins at White Hart Lane. That would be 9. However, Everton haven't lost any of their last 9 Premier League games either. That's their best run in the league since going 10 without defeat back in December 2013. And both these managers, Tom, I think have possibly exceeded expectation. And when Luis Enrique steps down at the end of the season at Barcelona, both Mauricio Pochettino and Ronald Koeman could be in the shake-up for that big job. 8-1 and 14-1 respectively. Koeman's 8-1, 14-1. Pochettino here with William Hill to get the Barca job. Interesting game, this. Two teams in good form.
Yeah, two teams in good form. And you mentioned the Barcelona job. I mean, as soon as that becomes available, Pochettino and Koeman's agent are kind of rubbing their hands together. I mean, I think Koeman's always, you know, set about his managerial career with the target of ending up back at the Nou Camp. He could end up there very quickly, but, you know, listening to some pundits and ex-players in this country this week, when that news broke, it was almost like there are no other managers outside of these shores that could possibly get the Barcelona job, and it's between these two. And Pochettino claiming that because he'd been at Espanyol, he's an Espanyol lad, that, you know, he couldn't go there. Well, I think we'll wait and see whether the offer comes his way. If it does, you'd be a very brave man to turn down Barcelona. But look, Tottenham are in form. Tottenham's home form is incredible. They're setting themselves up, aren't they, for when they eventually move, albeit 100 yards in a different direction, that they're all going to have these kind of problems of continuing what they've been doing at White Hart Lane. But they have been pretty relentless. It's their away form, of course, that's kind of cost them a chance of being closer to Chelsea. But Tottenham are a short price against a better Everton side, an improving Everton team. But when you look a little bit closer at Everton's recent results, you look at the standard of opposition they've played, and you look at what's happened when Everton have come up against teams in the top six, it makes me think that Tottenham are definitely the play here. They're unbeaten in the last 5 away games, Everton, but they've played Leicester, Hull, Palace, Stoke and Middlesbrough. They've only won 2 of those games. Everton, for me, have zero chance of winning this game. They could get a result, and the draw might come into your thinking at 14-5. And they do, of course, you know, it's a matchup between two strikers that are, of course, in incredible form this season. So you might want to look at, you know, Kane and Lukaku to be both getting on the score sheet. But for me, I just think Tottenham are going to be too strong for them. And Tottenham have kind of swept teams apart. You know, they swept Stoke to one side. And I put Everton in, you know, maybe slightly better than Stoke. I put them pretty much in the same bracket. And that's how I kind of judge this one. But again, I don't think it will be a 4-0. I think Everton are made of probably tougher stuff. And I probably like the look of it, of Tottenham here to win by a goal at 13-5. But I think you're a brave punter to look beyond Tottenham in this game, even though they are up against Everton. I think Tottenham at home are they're almost untouchable at the moment.
If you want Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku both to score, by the way, at any time, that's 4-1. It's under the scorers tab on the William Hill website. These two are two of the three leading scorers in the Premier League this season, got 17 alongside Alexis Sanchez. And in 2017, Kane has been spectacular. He's scored 12 times in 11 appearances for Spurs and has already got 3 hat-tricks for the club this year as well. Derek, your views on Tottenham versus Everton?
Well, I was just looking at the league table and I had to rub my eyes in disbelief that Tottenham in 13 home games this season have conceded only 5 goals. That's quite incredible, isn't it? Everton have kept 4 clean sheets away from home in their last 6 matches. 4 clean sheets in their last 6 matches. So they're not giving anything away either. I think this is a definite low score. It finished 0-0 last season and I wouldn't be 100% surprised to see that happening again. What worries me about Tottenham is, yeah, that Stoke performance was great. They won really well at Fulham as well. But you look at some of the other recent performances and results, they ain't being that clever, have they? That performance against Liverpool was shocking. And the two Europa League games against Ghent were poor too. I actually don't think they're firing on all cylinders, whereas Everton probably are. 9-2 Everton almost makes some appeal to me. But what worries me is that I've just got a feeling Ronald Koeman will go there and try to shut up shop. And I don't think Tottenham are great at breaking teams down who go there and try to defend. 0-0, I wouldn't put anybody off 0-0 here. But what I'll play safe and go for evens. In both teams to score, no is even money. And I'll go for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.